Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम् विधाय गुरुवन्दनम् बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसंग्रहः कारणं त्रिविधम् देयर आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ कारणास् कॉसेस सो समवायी असमवायी निमित्त भेदात् फर्स्ट इज समवायी कारणम् सेकंड इज असमवायी कारणम् द थर्ड इज निमित्त कारणम् These with these three difference, the three karanas come into existence. Samavayi, inherent cause. Asamavayi is non-inherent cause. And nimitta is because of some occasion, because of some cause, to trigger that cause. Yad samavetam karyam utpadyate tad samavayi karanam yatha tantavaha patasya patascha swagata rupadehe. This samavayi karanam, inherent cause, is also called as upadana karana. This is what is called as upadana karana by Vedantins. So, this samaveta karya, this samavayi karana, what is samavayi karana? He explains it. Yet samavetam karyam utpadyate. With which samavetam. Samavetam, samavetam means that which is there in a relationship which is inseparable. With which having this inseparable relationship, Karyam utpadyate, the effect is produced. That effect which is produced because of this inseparable cause is called samavayi karanam. Yatha tantavaha patasya. Like the thread which is used to produce the cloth. And patascha swagata rupadehe. And the cloth itself, the cloth materials itself, the thread is the cause for the cloth. When you intertwine the thread, you get the cloth. And the cloth itself is the cause for its form, the color, the design, etc., texture, etc. The cloth is the cause for it. So, that is how it is because of which inseparable. See, if you remove the thread, the cloth doesn't exist, no more exists. So, that is why it is said, yad samavetam karyam utpadyate, when one comes into inseparable relationship, then that, because of which is, that because of that inseparable relationship, whatever is created, that is called inherent cause. And non-inherent cause. Karyena कारणेन वा सह एकस्मिन् अर्थे समवेतं सत् कारणं असमवायि कारणं यथा तंतु संयोगः पटस्य तंतु रूपं पटरूपस्य कार्येन कारणेन वा सह एकस्मिन् अर्थे ईदर विद दि कार्य इन दि इफेक्ट और विद दि कारण विद दि कॉज इन 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 वन ऑफ दिस ईदर विद कार्य और विद कारण There should be an inseparable relationship. Because of that, if something is produced, if something is created, if something comes into effect, that is called inherent, non-inherent cause. Asamavayi karana. Like, the tantu sanyoga patasya, the intertwining of thread for the form of cloth. For this cloth to produce, be produced, there's this intertwining of thread. So that intertwining itself is Asamavayi karana. There, the thread is samavayi karana. The intertwining of thread is asamavayi karana. And tantrupam patarupasya. There, the cloth is the cause, inherent cause for samavayi karana for its form. Here, the color of the thread is the non-inherent cause for the color of the cloth. The cloth is the inherent cause for its color. Here, the cloth, the thread color is the non-inherent cause of this cloth color. సో దిస్ ఇస్ దిస్ నాన్ ఇన్హరెంట్ అండ్ ఇన్హరెంట్ సమవాయి అండ్ అసమవాయి కారణ. థర్డ్ ఇస్ తద్ ఉభయ భిన్నం కారణం నిమిత్త కారణం. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నైదర్ సమవాయి కారణ నార్ అసమవాయి కారణ, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నైదర్ ఇన్హరెంట్ కాస్ nor non-inherent cause, then that cause is called, that karana is called nimitta karana, occasioning cause, that because of which occasion something is produced. So that kind of cause is called occasional cause, occasioning cause. Like in the Vedas there is this karma for you have to do in the full moon and new moon day. Darsha Purnamasa Abhyam Swarga Kamo Yejeta, this is the Vakya sentence which says in Darsha and Purnamasa, in the full moon, in the new moon and the full moon day, you have to perform this karma for the Swarga, the desire, one who desires Swarga should perform this karma, it is said. So then Darsha and Purnamasa, this full moon and new moon becomes a occasioning cause, nimitta karana. Or there is this karma, when the house is burnt, griha daheshti karma, when the house is burnt you have to perform this karma. It is there in the Vedas, therefore you cannot say I need to perform that karma. It's there in the Vedas, it's said in the Vedas. Only if your house is burnt by fire you can perform that karma. This is another occasioning cause. This example for another, this is another example for occasioning cause. Or namakarana, you are naming the kid, for that the occasioning cause is kid should be born, baby girl or a baby boy should be born. You cannot ask, no, if it is on the 11th day or if it's in the 21st day, see 21st day falls on the Sunday. And Sunday you should not perform any Agnihotras, any fire oblations. So, should I perform it or not on Sunday? Should I make it on Tuesday or Monday? You should not ask these kind of questions. Because the occasioning cause is childbirth. The childbirth you cannot transfer it. Okay, Monday to Tuesday you cannot shift it. So, the occasioning cause, because of if it is said on the 21st day of this childbirth, you have to do this purificatory rice, you have to do that on that day. So this is the, these are the examples for occasional, occasioning cause, nimitta karana. Yata turi bemadikam patasya, here with relation to this cloth we'll say turi bemadikam. The turi is that weaving machine. So in that that one thing which you push to make the thread intertwine, that is turi. And vema is, they call it fish, it's a kind of needle which passes through the thread horizontally. So that is called vema, that which brings in new thread to be intertwined, that is vema. So these are all occasioning cause. Tad etat త్రివిధ కారణ మధ్యే యద్ అసాధారణం కారణం తదేవ కరణం. అండ్ కరణం, వెన్ వి సెడ్ కరణం అసాధారణం కారణం కరణం, వి డిఫైన్డ్ కరణం అస్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ అస్ అసాధారణం కారణం. దట్ అసాధారణం, అసాధారణం ఇస్ స్పెషల్, దట్ స్పెషల్ కాస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ కరణం ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. దట్ స్పెషల్ కాస్ ఇస్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ వి సెడ్, వి ఆల్రెడీ డిఫైన్డ్ దిస్. నౌ వి హ్యావ్ త్రీ కాసెస్. Among these three causes, which is the karana, which you should accept as karana, instrument? If you ask, he says, tadeta trividam adye, in among the three causes, samavayi, asamavayi and nimitta, among these three karanas, that which is the special cause for the object to be produced, to be created, to come into existence, that is called karana. That is the instrument we are talking about. Then, now, until now we have started this guna etc. Now that guna etc. have come into a section of it has come into a section of it, because we started discussing dravya, then we entered into guna. In that we started with buddhi, then yatartha yatartha jnana, then the yatartha yatartha jnana we are discussing. There knowledge is of four types, we said. That is pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, shabda. And the knowledge pratyaksha, upamiti, anumiti, shabdam. Now pratyaksha, pratyaksha knowledge. What is pratyaksha? So to define that pratyaksha, that knowledge, pratyaksha, the direct perception, knowledge, we are saying tatra pratyaksha jnana karanam pratyaksham. Tatra, among the four, all the pramanas, the means of right knowledge, pratyaksha jnana karanam, that which gives you the knowledge of direct perception, that is called pratyaksham. That gives you a correct knowledge is called pratyaksham. And what is this pratyaksham that gives you the pratyaksham knowledge? Pratyaksham is the instrument and pratyaksham is the knowledge produced by this instrument. So what is this pratyaksham instrument which gives you the pratyaksham knowledge? Because we said pramakarnam jnanam pramanam. So the instrument for the right knowledge is pramanam. Then this pramanam, this pratyaksham is a pramanam, is the means of right knowledge to give you the pratyaksha knowledge. Pratyaksha is the instrument to give you pratyaksha knowledge. Anumana is the instrument to give you animiti knowledge. Understand? Anumana is the instrument to give you anumiti knowledge. Pratyaksha is an instrument to give you pratyaksha knowledge. Therefore, this pratyaksha, which is an instrument, pratyaksha, in pratyaksha there is no difference between the instrument and the knowledge. In anumana you have difference between the instrument and knowledge, anumana and anumiti. Here the instrument pratyaksha, through which you gain the knowledge pratyaksha, what is that instrument? Indriyartha sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham. This is the definition for pratyaksham. Indriya artha sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham tad dvidham nirvikalpakam savikalpakam cheti. Indriya artha sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham. See, this is not the definition which we will accept in Vedanta. Vedanta, it is different. We'll see that later. Indriya artha sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham is the pratyaksha pramana, is the definition for pratyaksha which is accepted by almost everyone. What is indriya? Sense organs. Sense organ and the particular sense object of that sense organ, artha. Sense organ and its sense object, sannikarsha, when they come into contact, janyam jnanam, the knowledge which is produced, janyam, which is produced. What is produced? Jnanam, that knowledge which is produced is called pratyaksham. The knowledge which is produced when the sense organ and the object come into contact. It is the common idea which is given. Sense organ and the object. Sense organ and the object should come into contact. Meaning this object should be pertaining to that sense organ. See, I see a sweet. But there is a contact. I see some eatable. I cannot say whether it's sweet or hot. You cannot understand by it. By just seeing. Because the object, the taste, the knowledge of taste cannot be gained through the eyes. The sense organ, eye, is not the pramana for the taste. It is tongue. So, or the smell of the olfactory, the nose. So, like that, the sense organ pertaining to that sense object, when they come into contact, whatever knowledge you gain, that is called perception. And that is of two types. One is savikalpaka pratyaksha, other is nirvikalpaka pratyaksha. Nirvikalpakam savikalpakam cheti. Nirvikalpaka pratyaksha and savikalpaka pratyaksha. What is nirvikalpaka pratyaksha? Nirvikalpaha iti nirvikalpaha. We have undergone this savikalpa nirvikalpa in Panchadashi first chapter 50th shloka. Savikalpa vikalpenasa vartate iti savikalpa vikalpena tritiya savikalpaha prathama. So tritiya and prathama, there are two. So is the tritiyanta, the third case ending vikalpa and the first case ending vikalpa, are they one and the same? Then, if they are one and the same, you are explaining the same with the same. If you say they are complementary, you have to understand one to understand three and three to understand one, like that. We got confused there. Now, it is all clear. Okay. Now, that tatra nishprakarakam jnanam nirvikalpakam. Nishprakarakam jnanam nirvikalpakam. What is nirvikalpakam? Nishprakarakam. Without any prakaraka, without any attributes, whatever knowledge you gain, that is nirvikalpaka. Savikalpaka means the knowledge with attributes, that is savikalpaka. Saprakarakam jnanam savikalpakam yasa ditto ayam brahmano ayam shyamo ayam saprakaraka. When you have the knowledge with some visheshana, some adjectives, that is called savikalpaka. This is a Brahmin. Brahmin boy, Brahmin girl, these kind of white man, these kind of visheshanas, adjectives, if you give a man, a person, so to that person you are giving adjective, good, bad, etc. This is savikalpaka. With the adjective, whatever you have the knowledge, that is savikalpaka. Nirvikalpaka, there is no adjective. Savikalpaka, there is an adjective to it. So that kind of knowledge with adjectives is called savikalpaka. And pratyaksha jnana hetur indriya sannikarshaha shadvidaha sanyogaha sanyukta samavayaha sanyukta samaveta samavayaha samavayaha samaveta samavayaha visheshna visheshya bhavascheti. This coming into contact of the sense organ and the sense object, the sense organ and the sense object coming into contact to give you this pratyaksha jnana, the direct perception, the knowledge, the perception knowledge. For this, the coming into contact is necessary of the sense organ and the sense object. This conjugation, this contact is of six types. They are of six types. One, sanyogaha. Second, sanyukta samavayaha. Third, sanyukta samaveta samavayaha. Fourth, samavayaha. Fifth, samaveta samavayaha. Sixth, visheshna visheshya bhavascheti. See, if I am going to translate all these words, it's going to confuse you more. Instead of giving a direct meaning, understanding the direct meaning of sanyoga, if you want to learn different words to explain this sanyoga itself, it's going to confuse. It's not going to give you any knowledge, clarity. So, let us understand this sanyoga as sanyoga. What is sanyoga? Sanyoga is chakshusha ghata pratyaksha janane sanyoga sannikarsha. See, what is sanyoga? Sannikarsha is the conjugation, the coming into contact. So, sanyoga sannikarsha. The sanyoga sannikarsha, this sannikarsha, this conjugation, this contact of sanyoga happens, takes place when ది పాట్ చక్షుష, ది ఐస్ ఘట ప్రత్యక్ష జనని. కమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది పాట్ అండ్ గివ్ యూ ది నాలెడ్జ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ పాట్. దిస్ ఇంద్రియ ఐ చక్షుష అండ్ అర్థ పాట్ సన్నికర్ష కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్. వాట్ కాంటాక్ట్? సంయోగ. విత్ దిస్ సంయోగ సన్నికర్ష దే కమ్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్ తజ్జన్యం. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యక్షం. సో టు గివ్ యూ దట్ ప్రత్యక్ష నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ పాట్, when the eye comes into contact with it, that contact, the required contact is called sanyoga. When the sense organ comes into contact with the dravya, with the substance, that is called sanyoga sannikarsha. When the sense organ comes into contact with the dravya, it is sanyoga sannikarsha. What is నెక్స్ట్ సన్నికర్ష? ఘట రూప ప్రత్యక్ష జననే సంయుక్త సమవాయ సన్నికర్ష. చక్షు సంయుక్తే ఘటే రూపస్య సమవాయాత్. ఘట రూప ప్రత్యక్ష జననే, ప్రత్యక్ష జననే, టు హ్యావ్ దిస్ ప్రత్యక్ష నాలెడ్జ్, టు గివ్ రైస్ టు దిస్ ప్రత్యక్ష నాలెడ్జ్. ఘట రూప ఆఫ్ వాట్? టు గివ్ రైస్ టు వాట్ నాలెడ్జ్? of the ghata rupa, the form of the pot, color, size, etc., the form of the pot. The pot exists, the sense organ eye comes into contact with it, you gain the knowledge, it is pot. Pot exists, eye come into contact with the pot in sanyoga. When they come into contact, this contact is called sanyoga. When this sanyoga happens, you gain the knowledge, it is pot. It is relationship with the dravya.